Greetings, Planet Earth. I'm John Scott Tynes, Competition Manager for the Microsoft Imagine Cup program, and to my left is...
Golnaz Alabegi. I am on the Channel 9 team. I'm a technical evangelist here at Microsoft.
Awesome. And what have you been evangelizing recently?
Oh, you know, I just got my beautiful Surface right here.
Whoa, look out.
Let me just show you. I just got to show you this awesome little trick.
Yeah. Nice. The keyboard just pops right off.
Pops
very
out.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. It just snapped.
It's a very satisfying click.
It just snapped.
And this is running Windows 8 RT, right?
Yeah, let me show you.
Absolutely.
So here we are. It's my my start screen for my Windows 8. And as you can see, I've already got some stuff set up. I downloaded some apps. And
Wait a minute. Go back. Funsies?
Oh, yeah. So you can label these groups. So I have my office group over there and then my Funsies group. And Funsies is just... my fun area where I have all my fun apps. So that's basically what it is.
That is awesome. Yeah, I didn't actually have any idea you could even do that.
Oh yeah, you can. You just pinch it out, and then you select a group. You drop it, and then you can name the group.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Small.
I've been evangelized. This is awesome.
I did my job. Yeah.
This is awesome. Well, then it's my turn. So I actually just recently picked up my thrill-packed new Windows Phone 8, the Nokia Lumia 920, which has a really great camera I love a lot. And what I particularly love is that I've got these gigantic hands, like seriously like frost giant hands. And this phone is big enough that I can use it without it crumbling in my mighty fingers.
Nice. Check and you can out. Just watch videos and not have to like squint and be like, what's going on?
That
this is awesome.
True.
For it's games, videos, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fun. We
it's
got
sweet.
Our toys.
We do.
Yay.
It's Christmas here at Imagine Cup TV.
Yeah, Microsoft gave me a present this year. It's awesome. I'm really happy.
Sweet.
So I know we've been gone for 3 weeks now. What were you doing for the last 3 weeks? I haven't seen you.
Boy, so I was, most recently I was down in Silicon Valley. So we just announced the winners of our Imagine Cup grants program.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty sweet. So all the finalists from our world finals in Sydney, Australia last summer were invited to submit applications for a grant to take their Imagine Cup projects and get them off the ground as a new business. So these are the five teams that we picked who are the most awesome folks who had some really great projects and a real shot at making new companies and going to do great work.
So like what did Germany from Team Graph Masters. What
Team
they
Graph
do?
Masters. Well, you know, they're in Germany. They're big on efficiency. And what Team Graph Masters did is write this algorithm that takes, it's for doing directions when you're driving your car. So instead of your software telling all the cars going to the same place to take the same fastest route, mm-hmm. which makes it slower,
yeah.
it actually distributes different routes among cars traveling at the same time. That way, everyone gets there faster and more efficiently by using more roads and more routes.
Wow.
It's really cool. It's like a brain for GPS. So it's a sweet project. And they're looking at actually taking that same algorithm and using it to route all kinds of things, like packages in the mail or electricity across a grid. It's a really widely applicable set of software they've got.
They are helping kill traffic.
Yes.
That is the best thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
And they got $100,000.
Well deserved. Woo! Holy, if you're going to eliminate traffic, I am a fan of you.
Yes, exactly.
I'm pro this.
Exactly. Yeah, it's awesome stuff. And we've got StealthiCloud and team Cypher 256 both made really great medical devices that plug into a Windows phone, allowing diagnosis of illnesses in remote areas, rural villages, this kind of place. StealthiCloud is helping to test for pneumonia with a stethoscope attachment that plugs into the phone. The phone detects and listens to what it's hearing from the stethoscope and actually can help you diagnose a case of pneumonia, even if you're not a doctor, which is really pretty sweet. And from Uganda, Cyber 256, their project is for doing a fetal heart rate and breathing for expectant mothers. And so, again, the phone can analyze that data and walk a field worker or a community organizer through the process of making a diagnosis to see how the baby's doing, which
is
an awesome project.
So I know you guys are giving them a big chunk of cash, but do you guys like also help them along the way? Like, you're not just going to give them money and be like, okay, go do your thing.
That's right, yeah.
And then still like give them resources and be like, hey, we're Microsoft, we're huge, we'll take care of you. Is that what's happening?
That is exactly what's happening, okay. Yes. We embrace them in our loving arms.
Awesome. Don't just throw money at them.
Yeah,
them
I know.
Too,
I mean, we could give them a suitcase of small unmarked bills, but it would be like a giant suitcase. And then they'd be like, I can't get this on the plane. It's a mess.
This is awesome. So this could be future winners of the Imagine Cup coming
back.
Yeah,
exactly. These guys just did really great with the grants program. program. And if you've got a project for Imagine Cup, you should consider submitting to this coming year. All of our finalists who go to St. Petersburg, Russia next summer are going to be eligible to apply for this grants program next year.
Nice.
And so we can't wait to see what kind of cool new startups we get.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet stuff.
Cool.
So that was my little deal. And then you've been out of town as well recently.
Oh, yeah. So we had a couple weeks ago, we had a Facebook Windows hackathon, and that was insane. So 24 hours. Build a Windows 8 app that incorporates Facebook as well.
And nice.
The winners were mind-blowing. Like, I think they cheated, but I'm not saying anything. But
don't say that in public.
The apps they made were just amazing. Like, it just looked like they spent months working on it. Like, one of them was a game, and it was like a Words with Friends, but Spanish.
Nice.
And it just, the graphics were amazing. It was just beautiful. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, I'm really proud of what those people came up with. So I'm jealous too.
Are you like a super heavy Facebook user, or like a little bit dabbing your toe? Like, where are you at?
Oh, I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I can, like, in the future, download this game and post it on my Facebook.
I'm actually Facebooking right now.
Gomez
says,
here.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So the other thing that's going on right now with Imagine Cup is that we are announcing our captains.
Captains.
Yes, you got to salute. Captains. Exactly. So our captains are, they kind of manage each of our competitions. And so what we've got today is our three challenge captains for the Windows 8 App Challenge, the Windows Azure Challenge, and the Windows Phone Challenge. So these folks are all Microsoft staff. In fact, two of them are technical evangelists, like my friend Golnaz here.
Nice. No, I know Nick Harris. He comes to the studio all the time. He's got a cloud cover show. It's awesome.
But, he's completely great.
I do not know the other people.
Yeah, so Yuka works in Finland on mobile, on Windows Phone stuff. And then Yura is in the Windows 8 group, and she is managing our Windows 8 App Challenge.
Actually, I went to Finland recently for another hackathon. I'm pretty sure I met that person.
You might very well have met
Yuka. But I was reading
Yuka
his
there.
Name as Juka, and I was like, oh, I don't know Juka. But
yes.
That's my own fault.
Yes, his name is Yoko. He lives on the second floor.
Awesome.
Actually, we got a video. So Nick Harris, our Windows Azure evangelist, has shot a short video to introduce himself to you guys. And all of our captains are going to be in the Imagine Cup forums at imagincup.com. You sign in there, go to the community page, and you'll find our forums there. And if you have questions about Azure for Nick, or Windows Phone for Yuka, or Windows 8 for Yura, about programming issues, technical challenges, etc., they are going to be in the forums ready to answer your questions.
Wow.
So please check them out. And do watch Nick's video as well. You'll see the URL at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, you guys, utilize these people, because they are the ones who know this platform better than anyone else. So.
They totally do. And actually, Nick, in his video, will show you how to make a Windows Phone app on using Windows Azure Mobile Services in 3 minutes.
No.
Yes. Count that. One, two, three. App!
Yeah, this just Windows like Mobile, for the mobile world or whatever, I've seen a lot of videos on it, but I've never seen it be done in 3 minutes.
Three minutes, yeah.
I'm going to go check it out.
It's very impressive.
I'm going to time it.
It is seriously.
If it's over 3 minutes, I'm going to come back to you.
Okay, we didn't time it exactly.
Okay, carry on then.
It's just in the vicinity.
We're
in the PowerPoint zone! I'm pointing against Bob. Yes, it is time for PowerPoint, because we're going to go take a look at the big board and see what's going on with Imagine Cup competitors this
Hopefully
time around.
Hopefully there's some new countries.
Oh, there could well be. So every 3 weeks on our show, we take a look at which countries have the most new students joining our competitions. And so this is just the last 3 weeks, the most recent what's going on kind of stuff. And let's take a look at the big board.
Top 10 countries.
PowerPoint. As you can see, look, number one, once again, it's India.
Ah.
You cannot stop India. It is a train.
Yep.
It is a train. But number two, take a look.
Was it always China?
No.
What
China came on super strong. The U.S. was number two last time.
Oh, that's what we used to be number two.
I know, and now China is, they're kicking pretty hard right there.
Awesome.
They're coming on very super, super strong.
I think it's because of us, our show.
I can believe that.
And they're just like, oh, I got to get on that big board.
Exactly.
So we motivated China.
I think we all those fans in China, absolutely.
I still don't know what the toaster is. I forgot. I think I got to go look at the first episode. I do not remember why we put a toaster there, but.
You know, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
And now it's just, we got to stick to it.
Yeah,
there's no turning back.
Honestly, I mean, PowerPoint is so powerful, I can't even delete things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's made of concrete now. I can't get rid of the toaster. The power is too great.
Do we used to have Poland on this list? Is that
Poland? Let's see. Poland was there a little bit, but you know the new ones this time around include the United Kingdom was not in our top 10 last time,
what?
Nor was Turkey. And neither was Russia. And Russia is actually our host country this year. So I'm glad to see that Russia is showing up to play.
Now they're like coming in last minute. They're like, oh, wait, we got a Magic Cup to host. Let's go. Come on, guys.
They are on top of it. Yeah, it's great to see. Every time we check in to see what's going on right here. And it's really, exciting. Really exciting to see China coming on so strong.
Yeah.
That's great. And Pakistan, you know, Pakistan's been staying right in that top three or four pretty consistently. They really are bringing a lot of students to the table this time around.
That's great.
Yep. It is seriously sweet. That's what's going on the big board this time around. And with that, we've got a dog.
We don't disappoint. Me and John don't disappoint.
If that dog wasn't there, I might cry a little bit.
I might the toaster and the dog.
Yeah, I think I might have like a little tear.
So is that all the news we have for this week? Or do we have one more announcement?
We do have one more announcement. Yeah. That's right. So
I remember he does.
You know, thank God. You know,
I've been
I
doing
need to
good.
Use,
I've been evangelizing to... products. I've been reminding John of things.
Exactly. Wait, I'm going to Facebook that. Hang on. Gomez just schooled me. Okay, I'm all good. So the last thing is simply, we just finished our second Brain Games contest, and we're going to be announcing the winner here in a couple weeks. Our third Brain Games contest this time around is going to be on the subject of games.
Brain games on the subject
exactly.
of games.
Or as you like to call them, funsies.
Funsies!
So please come back. In January 7th is when our new Brain Games Challenge is going to launch. So please check us out then. And you could be the next student to win $1,000. You know, our first student who won the November contest for Brain Games is a guy in Thailand. He's going to school there. Mm-hmm. And I asked him what he was going to do with $1,000.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
And the answer is he is the president of his school's computer club. And he is going to use the money to help his computer club.
That is awesome.
I agree.
Jeez, what am I doing with my life?
I know. I would have used the money to buy beef jerky or something.
I was talking about Red Bull and maybe a new laptop.
Exactly.
Oh, God. And donate, Golmaz. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
I know. Make yourself a note.
Well, I'm glad these students are teaching us how to be better people.
You are correct.
So, saving the world, teaching me and John how to be better. It's just all around.
I've gained like 5 levels in being a better person just since we began this show. I'm like leveling up constantly. It's awesome. Like, ding.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
Score. All right. Well, we'll be back in 3 weeks then.
Yeah, we'll be back and it'll be 2013.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait. Yeah. It's a whole new year.
Reminding him of what's going on again. Yeah. So happy holidays. Happy New Year. And we'll see you guys soon.
Sounds great. Out.